Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. John and Del now for the last hour of the show. We'll have News of the Weird coming your way near the top of the hour. So you got that to look forward to. We got all kinds of stuff to talk about. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776 is the number. Did you see the Saturday night skit about divorced white women going to Africa on a cruise to Africa to find men?
No, I don't watch that show. I don't follow any of their social media, so no, I didn't see it at all.
Titled Africa Tourism, it featured the three entertainers, white women, as divorced white women promoting trips to the continent with sexual innuendos plenty and black men carrying women on their shoulders in the background. And the backlash.
Oh, I bet. I just hearing the premise, I knew there wasn't going to be, it wasn't going to go over well.
I actually teach about the horrors of white people traveling the world and having sex with poor black folks in the Caribbean and in Africa.
I thought it was more going to be about the fetishization, of that particular thing. I didn't know it would be about the one you just mentioned, but I knew it wasn't going to go over well.
Yeah, why? Stop. Oh, my gosh. It's a skit. It's comedy. You're supposed to make fun of things, okay?
Is that a thing that happens? Do divorced white women travel to foreign countries with black people in it?
Do any women come see your dad?
I don't know if he's in the age range, being in his 70s, if that's something divorced white women are looking for, a 70-year-old Nigerian man.
What if it's a 70-year-old woman?
Well, I don't know. My dad's not looking to have sex with a 70-year-old woman. Why would he do that?
Okay, what if it's a 40-year-old woman?
Well, then that's a different story.
Right.
But I don't know if a 40-year-old woman's going over there looking for that. I don't know. I didn't see the sketch. Was it a bunch of old guys, or did they have like
it was young guys.
Yeah, that's.
It's a skit.
I don't know.
Put old guys in there.
I didn't even know it was a thing, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't know either. Is it? I mean, but it's a joke, people. My gosh.
Did you see? I'm asking because I didn't see the commentary. Did you see people reaching back and talking about how this happened during slavery? I'm assuming that came up as well. The white women having sex with, I don't know. It's whatever. People get upset about everything, I guess.
They get upset about everything. The whole white women going to Africa for tribesmen was just gross. Half of Twitter is laughing about Adele breaking character. Apparently she was cracking up during the skit.
Adele
is looking pretty good. Did you see her?
We saw the pictures earlier when she showed up recently out of a relationship and was thin.
Yeah.
She was showing, hey, look, everybody, I'm brand new here. I wonder what it does. I wonder what Adele will do, because, you know, it's people. How do I put this? People like sometimes when there is a woman who's overweight who can sing really good, they become popular. I wonder if people will still feel the same way now that she's a skinny woman who can sing good. Oh, look at her. She changed now. You know, people are always overreacting.
Why'd she have to? Why did she bow?
Yeah, that type of thing.
The pressures of skinny people.
I wonder if it'll hit the same for people who were all in on Adele because she's the big girl who sang very good. We'll see. We'll see what her next album does.
What's next? What's going to happen next? Lizzo is going to be skinny?
I just need Lizzo to stay out of my life. Like, not that she's in my life, but I don't need her in my periphery. I don't want to see things posted about Lizzo.
Why?
She does a little too much. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
She puts herself out there, bro.
I mean, it's I don't take issue with that, but there's a lot of performative stuff she does. I'm like, all right, enough. We get it. You want attention. Thank you.
She's on David Letterman's My Next Guest.
Oh, Netflix?
Yeah, it's funny. Kim Kardashian is on there, and he asks her about the OJ stuff, and she talks about it. And she actually breaks down and cries during the interview. And Dave Chappelle, I got to watch that one. I got to watch Dave Chappelle. Verheel said it's awesome. Everybody should watch it.
Now you've got me digging into this SNL sketch and the men and women in Nigeria, Namibia, South Africa, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo are fighting for their lives, and to reduce the continent as a sexual destination for white women is shameful.
Goodness gracious, ease up.
And why are we going to Saturday Night Live for, I mean, part of their thing is political commentary, but you're entering that world knowing they're going to try to make people laugh and not everything is going to be, quote unquote, appropriate. Relax.
That's not what comedy is.
Relax, everybody.
It's not appropriate.
And it's very easy, you know. Change the channel if you don't like it. It's fine. It's okay. It's okay, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all right. It's comedy.
Yeah, they're not – I mean, they're comedians doing things to get people to laugh. It's not a serious thing. And if it is, I mean, it didn't happen. It's not like CNN or whatever Fox or whatever news source you did a bit on it. And then you can say, wait a minute, you're a news source. What are you doing? Breathe. Everybody breathe.
Do you know what comedy is? It's saying something that no one expected you to say. What it is.
To make people laugh, yes.
Yes, and it makes you laugh because I didn't expect that to come out of your... If you say something I expect, then it's not funny.
Because I can predict it. And even if it makes you groan a little bit, well, they took their shot and it didn't work out for you. Okay.
Well, it might have worked out for other people.
Exactly.
But not people that got, you know, that got giant pieces of coal up their ass.
Well, then you make a diamond, so
okay.
It's a win-win.
No, those people could make a diamond, actually. Stick some coal up there. See if you can't become a diamond doesn't come out of there. All right.
If I could do that, you know how much coal would be going up. Hey man, not mine because.
Right.
If you told me someone had the ability because of how tight they were.
Yeah.
To make diamonds.
If you told me I had that ability, I'm gonna have to try.
Now there are all the jokes about what John likes to put up places, but shout out to you for going there. That's why I avoided it.
Apparently, Emily Ratajkowski has sex.
Well, we knew that, but that's not the issue, at least for some people.
Did you?
Yes,
you know
I assumed.
This?
I just assumed.
Well, you don't assume stuff about people.
Yes, we do that all the time. The issue isn't that. It's that she's pregnant now, right?
Right. I didn't know she had sex.
I did.
I didn't.
I was told. That's unfortunate.
Huh.
Not the sex thing.
The
pregnancy thing.
The pregnancy.
And it's
thing?
Not about she's ruining her body, because what does that mean to me? I was never going to be with her. I was just,
if it was up to you, there would be no people left in the world.
Exactly. There's some overpopulation thing going on right now.
Well, you don't want any kids.
I mean, we should knock it off for a little bit. That's all I'm saying.
Just stop. That's what you want. There will be this giant gap of no kids. For how many years you want to do this?
I would say there should be a ban on procreation for 4 years.
4 years of yes. No kids in the world?
No kids, yes.
What about college football? There won't be any college football for that period.
That's true, but I'm still saying, make a red shirt for 2 years. I don't care. But 4 years, a four-year time span, no kids.
Then you got to watch freshmen, and if it's 2 years, freshmen and seniors.
I'm good with that. I'm just thinking about the world going forward, John. It's just a four-year ban, like an entire graduating class.
You can't. No, then there'd be no college football. Then there'd be no rookies.
I'd be fine with that sacrifice.
I can't,
hold your kid. People are holding their kids back anyway. Just gives you more opportunity to hold your kid. Pay it back for a year. Don't let them start school until 2 years after they should. I'm just saying, for the good of the world, a 4 year gap.
No, that's silly. That's silly. I don't want to ruin college.
I'm glad you're
football.
Reducing it to no. I would be okay with this, except that it affects college football.
Yes. Yes. All right. How are the Tigers going to win another title? Okay.
They'll buy more players. You'll be fine.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure. Don't worry. They'll get back to buying players just in time.
Give it a break. Give it a rest a little bit. Let the sanctions go by. Get your scholarship totals back to the right level, and then go back to buying kids out of South Florida.
That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly.
Get your
what I'm
next Dwayne Bow or whoever you decide to purchase. Your next baby Patrick Peterson. Who knows?
Who knows? You never know who's going to come. Hey, I tell you this: if you're looking for to hire someone. Not buy them, but hire them. ZipRecruiter is the place to go. Hard to find qualified candidates. It takes a long time. There are too many applicants. All of these things is what makes it difficult to find employees. ZipRecruiter makes it easy. All you got to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/John. ZipRecruiter.com/John. Hiring can be challenging, especially right now when you have so much to do. There's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart, a place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. That place is ZipRecruiter.com/John. ZipRecruiter does the work for you. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You can even add screening questions to your job listing so you can filter candidates and focus on the right ones. ZipRecruiter is so effective, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Right now, you try ZipRecruiter for free. You can go to ZipRecruiter.com/John. ZipRecruiter.com/John. That's ZipRecruiter.com/John. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. The Chronicle took an in-depth look at how to keep Springer and to keep Correa. They went through the entire payroll, all of the guaranteed money that you have already, and then all of the arbitration guys that you're going to have, how much you'd possibly make, and everything else. 6 years, 150 for Springer. Even up to 7 years and 180 million. 6 years, 150 million, 25 per year. I don't know that you're going to do 6 years, $150 million right now. I just don't.
Is that about the length of the deal or the years or the, money?
Well, first of all, I think 25 is a reasonable number. They paid him 21 this year. 25 is a reasonable number. I think he's going to want a long-term contract. I don't think you give him a long-term deal, not at the age of 31. I just don't. Now, somebody will. The Mets will probably give him 6 years, 180. I could certainly see that. You're going to when Correa comes due, you got Verlander and Greinke off your books. That's 35 and 24. So you got 33 and 24. You got yourself a bunch of money that you are going to be able to save. And with young pitching being what it is, there's a really good chance that you can hit Correa with a nice long-term deal if Correa proves this year that he can stay healthy. That would be awfully nice. He's got to go through a 60-game season healthy and cash in big, right? He's got to play. Listen, I think after this offseason that everybody's looking at Carlos Correa a lot differently than they did before. But now the question is later in life, is he going to be able to stay healthy? Are all his injury concerns behind him? And we'll see. This is an awfully important year for him to stay healthy and to have a big year. So I think that's extremely doable. What with that $57 million or so coming off the books? Springer's a different story. I mean, you might have to take a hit this year if you want to keep him, but I don't know that you go in a market like this size. I don't know that you go longer than 4 years, maybe 5 years. $125 million for George Springer. George, 6 years just seems to be too long.
He's a slugger
for a 31-year-old.
He's a slugger at 36, 37. What type of player will he be? And you're still paying him that much money.
Right.
If you could, he's not going to take, well, we don't expect him to take a 3-year deal, which would seem like it would be a perfect fit for the Astros. You're not committed long term. And by when he's 34, he may just be at the point where you're like, okay, we got as much as we could out of this deal both ways, and it's time to part. Yeah, I think the length of the deal would be the most prohibitive thing for me if I was making the decision.
Yeah.
Because George brings so much to the table as a player and as a clubhouse guy that I can get away with taking the big hit. Well, it's not my money. I can talk about it pretty freely, but I could feel like, okay, sure, the Verlander deal, which that's an insurance thing possibly, that it won't hit you too hard. And then the Greinke thing, fine. You pay George, and it's a year. It's a year of paying far too more than you'd like. And then you're out of it. But when you're talking about 36, 37, it feels like Pujols.
Yep. No, that it's exactly what it is, and especially for power hitters. We know that it's rare that they continue to have that bat speed at 36 and 37, the same that they had in their late 20s and early 30s. It just does slow down. And there's going to be suitors out there for him. There are going to be suitors out there for him. I think he proved this year that all the cheating scandal this year and last year, if you believe that they didn't do anything last year, or I don't know what baseball thinks, but this year and last year, he proved that he was, he's a good baseball player even without. He doesn't need that stuff. So, and it's worrisome what Marwin is doing. It's a little bit worrisome that, that you needed the trash cans, that you needed the scandal to actually hit well. So anybody who takes on Astros hitters is like taking on a steroid guy. Are you the same without using steroids? Well, I mean, we've seen plenty of players, and starting with Sean Merriman, who was just simply, he got a big, big contract, and he just simply wasn't the same guy without him.
If you're an Altuve defender or detractor, you look at 2020 and go, see what he is? But there was no evidence of cheating in 19, and he was just fine.
Right, but the holding the shirt,
this is, look,
there was a buzzer.
I think anyone
blah, blah.
Who is reasonable and is not just looking to bury a guy says, If you're pointing to anything as far as Altuve is concerned about the struggles in the regular season, because he was fine in the postseason, you say this stuff weighed on this guy. And the start and stop nature of the season played a part as well. It wasn't a traditional get off. And look at, and there are other big time players who didn't who weren't attached to the Astros who struggled too.
Oh yeah.
So
no.
You can say 2020 was an aberration, and he proved it once he got comfortable in the playoffs. He was back being Jose Altuve.
Yeah, no. There was Cody Bellinger had a crappy year. Yelich had a crappy year. I mean, terrible. There were plenty of guys that, but nobody pointed to them. Just it was, oh, I guess it's not the same when you're not, when you don't.
You don't know what's coming. Yeah, so on.
Yeah,
and so
shut
forth.
Up. Yeah. Shut up. Whoever, Oral Hershiser, shut up.
Even Stan Van Gundy got involved, of all people.
I know, and you shut up too, Stan Van Gundy. Nobody cares. I mean, you just go coach a bad basketball team.
The Pelicans. We'll see him a lot this upcoming
season.
Yeah,
we will be seeing him a lot. Sorry, Jeff, if Jeff's listening. Sorry, but your brother needs to shut up about the Astros. Okay? That's our team. Don't stick your nose in here. Just coach basketball, okay? Try to keep Zion away from the cheeseburgers.
Yeah, at the time he wasn't a coach. He was just calling games, but now he is a coach. So maybe his main goal will to, you know, keep Zion under 280. At 6'6", maybe get him in the 260 range. That might be a better approach.
Well, speaking of which, Dell, I'm going to try to keep you under 260.
What?
A new Nashville style fried chicken.
Hold on.
Place is opening.
Raheel's not here, so you can't call him chubby anymore. Don't drop 260 on me. I'm nowhere close.
That's all I'm saying.
That's nowhere close. Watch it.
Well, if you go to this place every day,
I don't go to this place every
Urban
day.
Urban Bird Hot Chicken.
I love hot chicken.
Well, this is Nashville. Urban Bird. Raheel, you don't even have to drive all the way to Nashville now.
It's like driving to Nashville. It's in Katy.
It's a little closer to Nashville.
Not from League City. I feel like I'd rather go to Nashville. At least I'll see things I've never seen before. I'm driving to Katy for chicken.
What if you're in Katy visiting some girl?
She would visit me. I'm not driving to Katy for you, girl.
There's no girl you would drive to Katy for.
Not one that I've met. Wow. I mean, there might be one I haven't met before, but so far, no. There's no one I've ever met that I'd be like, you know what? On a Saturday, I'm going to drive to League City to Katy.
After searching for a similar sandwich in Houston and seeing how popular places like Miko's Hot Chicken had become, he decided to start his own hot chicken spot in Katy. Undertook more than 60 cooking experiences to come up with the juiciest, most flavorful chicken, complete with that crunchy, spicy breading Nashville-style hot chicken is known for.
They've got four different heat varieties. You got mild, you got extra hot, Nashville hot, and probably the hottest, fire in the hole.
Nine spectacularly spicy. Here's one. Spectacularly spicy chicken sandwiches to eat right now in Houston. What's number one, Del?
Miko's better be number one.
Miko's is number one. FM Kitchen and Bar on 1112 Shepherd is two. Stickies is three. Gus's World Famous Fried Chicken, four. Common Bond Cafe and Bakery. Main Chick Hot Chicken. Hot CHX is next. Bismillah Restaurant and Cafe and Rosalind's Hot Chicken.
I'm going through Urban Bird's menu. Their heat levels, they have one more. Country, which is no heat. Mild, little heat. Nashville hot, beautiful burn. These are their descriptions of it. Extra hot, their description of it is hella hot. And then the fire in the hole that I mentioned, you have to sign a waiver.
Ooh. No, thank you.
We'll burn you twice.
Are you eating that one?
Nah, see, with me, I like hot stuff, but I want it to actually be something I like. Fire in the hole... First of all, that's appropriate because of what will happen after you're done. But the other thing is, that sounds painful. Why would I want to be in pain when I just paid for a chicken sandwich?
Right.
I'm not looking for that.
I'm not looking for pain. That's like when I go to a movie.
You don't like scares because you're a puss. But,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a puss too. Chicken sandwich. People are saying, oh, Dell loves, oh, he wants,
you know what?
Oh, but he's too much of a puss.
You know you don't have to sign a waiver to watch one of the movies you're so afraid of?
Yeah, I do.
No.
I do.
There are no waivers required because they won't kill you.
Because of my heart.
But you have to sign a waiver to eat a chicken sandwich?
You've got no heart.
I got plenty. To eat a chicken sandwich, I got to sign a waiver? Nah, I'm good. What am I paying for misery for? You're not giving it to me for free. It's not a challenge, is it, where if I finish it, I get it for free? No, I'll stick with Nashville hot or hella hot maybe, but when a waiver comes out, I'm done. It ain't worth it. But if you'd like to try it, you can drive all the way to Katy, which is almost like Nashville, and try Urban Bird.
Well, and it's called Urban Bird. Is it now expanded? Oh, it is open. 21788 21788 Katy Freeway. Open in mid-September.
Yeah, I'm on the
But they don't even have it as the top nine.
Well, it's new. That's probably why. You got to try it
out.
Well,
so what? I don't care if it's good. It's good.
Well, you have to – variety builds – you got to build over time. September, who knows? Who knows what happened to the quality of their food? But who knows how long to stay open? It's a restaurant business in this economy. But they it's a basic menu. You can get yourself a sandwich or a tender basket or chicken and waffles they offer as well. You got your fry options and coleslaw, stuff like that, or kale slaw. So basic stuff, but it's a chicken place in Katy. I don't know why we've given Katy all this love, but if you're in Katy and you like a chicken place, there's one for you.
Urban Bird, get the extra hot. It's off Mason and Katy Freeway. All right. Thanks, Chase. Get the extra hot, Dell.
Well, that's not – look, Chase didn't say get the fire in the hole.
Fire in the hole. Fire in your hole. Get it.
No, I don't want any fires in my hole.
Well, that's probably what happens.
I know. That's why I'm not trying it. You put a waiver in front of me and see if I eat it.
713-780-3776 if you want to get in here.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back. 10:33 ESPN 97.5. Less than a half hour to go, and we've got News of the Weird coming your way. So if you've got anything that you want to add to the show, you're more than welcome to get in here now. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. So, Dell, what does Wisconsin do now? Mertz tests positive, and so does his backup, Chase Wolf.
Yeah, and you add that with Jack Cohn, the initial starter, out. That means they're down to fourth and fifth string guys. One is a guy who's been in the program for a little bit, only threw the ball maybe once last year, played in three games. Then you have a true freshman. I mean, this is the issue. We haven't seen this hit a quarterback room this hard, particularly for a major school. I think it might have happened to, like, Texas State had some quarterback issues with one guy being out, then the other guy being in, but never the depth chart being hit so hard. So at this point, Paul Chris, the Wisconsin coach, says they still plan to play, which means they're going to roll the guy who initially was the fourth on the depth chart out there. And that's if we don't find out he might have had – who gets it. Who knows – when these things will pop up positive, since they do daily testing with the antigen test. But the plan is to play your fourth stringer against Nebraska on the road this Saturday.
And that's Danny Vandenboom.
Yeah, who has very limited experience.
I can't imagine. Now, if they win, if they beat Purdue... If they beat Purdue this week with Danny Vandenboom, your fourth guy, that's pretty good. That's pretty good coach. They got a pretty good football team.
Well, Wisconsin has really their identity is built on, you know, not having an elite talent at the quarterback position and finding a way. I don't know if Vandenboom is in the Scott Tolzien, Jim Sorgi Rangers. He a Hornibrook type, whatever he might be, which is all the same, frankly. Well, they found ways around
Hornibrook
that for years.
Should have been a fourth-string quarterback anyway.
Yeah, he led them to multiple, at least one New Year's Six game, maybe he's, even more than that.
He's one of the worst, most inaccurate big school quarterbacks I've ever seen.
And he was bad last year with a team that wasn't suited to his profile at Florida State. He stunk, but at Wisconsin, he started a lot, and those teams won a lot. So they found ways to work around this. The question is, with so short amount of time to get a guy ready, can they do it again? Because there's a real question about when, particularly Graham Mertz, will be back. Is it when the initial antigen test was first deemed positive or when the PCR is confirmed, because there's a real shot if it's about the PCR test, which was later, that he may not even be ready for Michigan since they're holding him out for a full 21 days. So from what was a very bright start for them, now they have to manage. They're the first school in the top 20. Big school has to deal with this, and they've got problems unless they can just run the ball down Nebraska's throat.
Do you think there's any chance that the Big Ten eases up on the 21 days if the kid comes up with three negative tests?
Like if he,
that's just stupid.
Well, I thought this is their deal was Mario. They're taking into account the heart thing too, so they want all those tests run before you can come back and play, I think. So I don't know if the negative test is going to mean anything if they have to still go through the myocarditis thing.
Well, you get an echocardiogram and you see.
Well, that might be something they wait until, you know, the 14-day thing, and they once it leaves the body and he's tested negative, then they'll do all the heart testing. I don't know how long that takes. That I just don't know. So I think that's part of their reasoning for making it 21 days too. They want you to be completely cleared, healthy, no heart issues, and then you can play again.
Yeah. I just think what's his name? Kevin, what the
Kevin Warren.
I can't think of anyone more incompetent running this thing.
Well, much like Goodell, he's at the beck and call of the presidents and less so the ADs apparently, because they're the ones who kind of felt left out of the loop. If he's answering to the Big Ten presidents and they say, hey, we're doing it this way, you can take all the bullets for us, but you're going to do it this way. I don't know the dynamics there. Is he a guy who has to listen to them? And if he doesn't, then they'll go find another person to do this job?
He's relatively new. I mean, I think he should have. Well, I don't know if you're for. But how about, you know, getting some ADs on your side going, hey, guys, let's talk to our presidents here. Let's go. Instead, he got none of that. They just got, okay, all right, we'll do it. Okay. Instead of fighting for the sport. I mean, don't you think he should have? I would have fought for the sport. Hey guys, we gotta think about this.
And by the way, it's not just football. The whole Big Ten sports were shut down. So it was a thing we pay attention to is football because that's what we're about. But every Big Ten athlete was affected by this, at least the fall sports. And the Big Ten, at least the presidents, and maybe even Kevin Warren coming from the pro ranks, got a quick realization that people in Big Ten country care just as much about football as, you know, those heathens from the South. They are just as passionate in some places, and if you take their football away, you're going to hear it. And they didn't think they were going to get the type of backlash. And then they had to wait a minute. Our communities at the universities are angry, are upset about you canceling sports, and you better find a way to get it back. And I think the compromise was, we'll let you play, but you're doing the daily tests, and if you test positive, you're out for what, over 30%+ of the season. And deal with it.
It's terrible. It's terrible. Just move on. Move on, Wisconsin. Well, I feel for Wisconsin because they got a pretty good football team. And now they're having to deal with this. But if the kid tests negative, hey, how is it that – I want to know this. How is it that Nick Saban tests positive and that same week he's back?
Well, the initial thing by the SEC was that was going to be an impossibility. And then I think a Texas A&M soccer player, she tested positive, and she was facing the real possibility of missing multiple weeks. So she said she went out on her own and got tested, and she did it 3 straight days, and they were negative. And it turns out it was a false positive. So that a rule was changed. If you could produce those tests that in consecutive days and prove that the first test was a false positive, we'll let you back in. And that's what happened. Now, we see it's Nick Saban. We think preferential treatment. But it was an A&M soccer player who said, you're not screwing me out of a season.
Well, do you think that Nick either scared the tester or the COVID?
I don't think Nick is a former defensive tackle who he can make cry at a training camp like he did to, like, Manny Wright.
Nah, you don't know that.
I don't think COVID is that. I think he just had a false positive.
There is no chance he had a false positive.
Why is it no chance?
Because because he had the positive, and he changed. Because he cheats.
You just don't like Nick Saban. You're biased. So I can't take anything you say seriously.
Man, your bias is just leaking.
I'm not. Even Daryl Morey knows. Nick Saban.
You don't like him. It's okay.
No, I love Nick Saban.
No, you don't. It's
but
clear.
But I think he's a cheater, and coaches
in the SEC.
I think
of course
he's
a
little tyrant. But I do. I like him.
No, you don't. Because you're saying he fixed the results.
I kind of don't.
Yeah, you don't. Let's not pretend.
But you know what? If Coach O tests positive, no one's going to be able to understand him to change that. Hey, oh, you got to change this. What?
Judging by the pictures we saw last week, Coach O may be testing positive for something else.
I like that. Would you rather test positive for that or COVID?
COVID gives you what? It's not. I'm not in a danger zone. I mean, 14 days out, I would rather test positive for COVID than what I'm alluding to in a joking way, by the way, that Coach O may test positive for. Because if he gets anything
girl?
Like...
She ain't got no cooties.
Well, I ain't worried about cooties. I'm worried
Coach
about
O's
other stuff.
Good hands right there.
I don't know. I mean, no disrespect to Coach O. Hey, do you, man. You're not married anymore. Do what you'd like. But maybe make sure... Look... If you're a relatively famous dude or even not even that famous, don't take pictures in bed with someone. You're just asking for that.
Well, I don't think he thought they'd end up on the interwebs.
Exactly. No one thinks it'll happen until it does. Don't take the picture. Just, hey, we're not taking pictures. Take that down. Look, I enjoy being here with you, but we don't have to take photos. We're good. Put the phone down. Why do you have your phone up for? I got to do stuff. Put the phone down.
I'm trying to do stuff over here.
Yeah,
put your phone down.
Nothing good comes from it. Name something good that came from a picture being taken while you're in bed with someone.
No, that's a bad thing.
In fact, it's a red flag.
You got a red flag
on her
right now for Coach O.
Not for Coach O, for her. It should be a red flag in his eyes. What? You want we're in the middle or whatever we just finished doing or about to do, and you want to take a picture? Nah, I'm out. Bye.
Well,
you're going
to
cause trouble.
Maybe Coach O likes to take pictures of the stuff he's doing.
Did he like it being out in public?
You don't know.
I'm asking.
Hey, he's trying to get some.
Some
right?
What?
He's trying to get a rep out there.
Stop it. He's the coach of a national champion. He doesn't
he's
need any
to get
rep.
A rep.
He doesn't need a rep.
The your kids coach, will love that.
Your Coach O. People,
that's my coach I want. Not eating little Debbie's cookies.
Oh, yeah, because players never go play for Nick Saban.
Nope. Nope, not anymore.
No, no.
Not after this Jalen Waddle stuff.
Never. He didn't just. Yeah, you mentioned that, and you know what Nick Saban did a couple days ago, or maybe even yesterday? A 5-star cornerback said, I'm going to play for Nick Saban. So apparently the Jalen Waddle thing meant nothing. All I'm saying is, if you're Coach O and a woman wants to take a picture in bed with you, you go, this is going to be the last time we do this because I'm going to get mine and then I'm leaving because you are trouble.
Well, he did it because he wanted to get some. It's 10:44. I can't blame the coach. 10:44, ESPN 97.5. News of the Weird coming your way next. Don't go anywhere.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Hall of Fame Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Rapper Salento apparently got pulled over. He was doing 143 on a Georgia highway. His excuse? I'm not a regular person. I'm a rapper. I'm not like, you know, you people. I can go 143.
I think there are some people who should be allowed to break the law depending on the situation. A rapper driving too fast isn't one of those people. Like, if you're a surgeon who has to get someplace because you have an emergency heart surgery to do, although usually those things are planned out, but if that's something along those lines, okay. Or you're rushing an organ to someplace, I'm good. Break the speed limit. Rapper, not so much.
Where do you think the most racist town in America is, Del?
Ooh. Which place do I want to insult? where is it?
It's in Harrison, Arkansas.
I ain't like that dirty ass trash ass city.
A town dubbed the most racist in America says the town has been unfairly maligned. They're working to fight racism within their community.
What have they done to earn that title? Do they explain? You have to be pretty out there and pretty vocal about your racism to get that title.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine there are still billboards promoting white supremacy in the town, and the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, which is headquartered 24 kilometers away in Zinc, Arkansas, uses a post office box in Harrison as its mailing address.
Well, those are some examples.
The town's racist image was bolstered this summer by a viral video that showed residents verbally abusing a filmmaker holding a Black Lives Matter sign.
I feel like that's almost like run-of-the-mill racism at this point. I mean, that's not even that drastic.
Well, that's what they say.
there's
racism everywhere. Is there racism in Harrison? Sure. There's some, but no more and a lot less than a lot of other places in the United States.
Yeah, to win that title, they gotta come stronger than that.
Yeah.
I'm going to agree with the racist town. They're not the most racist town.
They could be.
I need more evidence, though.
Like bad things. We've had some bad things in towns here.
Yeah, well, bad
like,
things
really
happen
bad things.
In a lot of places, unfortunately. So a couple, a P.O. box, a sign promoting racism, Ku Klux Klan, 24 miles away? You got to step up your game.
Mm-hmm. A principal is under a little heat. He regrets that a student was allowed to dress up as Hitler for book week. Apparently, this child at Alice Springs St. Philip's College sought permission to wear a costume and won a prize for best dressed with students from a Jewish school visiting. I just think if anybody asks you, you know, do you think it's a good idea maybe to go in blackface or a Hitler outfit? I just don't think that's a great idea right now.
Right now? How about, when's the last time it was a good idea? Because it's not like this is sprung on you like, oh man, just a couple years ago, this outfit was A-okay. Now things have changed. I'm going to bet most people living, it's never been okay in their lifetime to dress up like Hitler.
Yeah. A government bank in Iraq seems to be in a little bit of trouble. They're offering loans to male employees who wish to take on a second wife. Apparently, they'll grant 10 million Iraqi dinars to male employees who want to take on a second wife. Do you think that one wife is enough or even too much, Del?
I'm trying to figure out how much 10 million dinars translates to in money, in U.S. dollars, because I'm trying to figure out if it's worth it.
It's $8,378.
Oh, forget that. Yeah. No. My bank offers me just under $8,400 to take on a wife. What? Nah.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Isn't the ring's going to cost more than that, probably, depending on the woman.
Not there.
Well, not in Iraq, but here.
Right.
No, not worth it. You better up the price.
A Littleton woman. Apparently, she's in a little bit of problem. She's in a little trouble. Hillsborough County officials say that she's accused of impersonating the prosecutor and dropping the criminal charges against herself. It sounds like a good idea to me. I don't understand why she's in any kind of trouble.
Wait, what kind of legal system allows the criminal to impersonate the prosecutor and almost get away with it?
I don't know. The file purported to contain dropped the charges filed, but it quickly became evident to the state that the document, as well as other documents in the file, had been filed fraudulently. That's sad that you can't get away with something as simple as that.
Sad wouldn't be the word I'd use.
Krispy Kreme's giving away free donuts on Election Day. You in, Del?
Not if it's basic glazed. I'm out.
What are you talking about? It's Krispy Kreme.
And they're still glazed donuts. Get out of my face.
Well, they don't make... I don't think Krispy Kreme makes...
All right, then I guess I'm not going to Krispy Kreme on Election Day. Forget about it. I don't want your... I bet you... You know what? That's phony anyway. We're just going to give you the donuts that we always give, the glazed ones. You're not going to get a choice of something special. Sorry. No. Are they trying to get people... Do you have to bring, like, a I voted sticker to get the donut, or you just get a donut?
What if you have to bring an I voted? Oh, well, you scared of voting?
No. The problem is, I'm not going to stand in line to vote and then stand in line to get one of your basic-ass glazed donuts, Krispy Kreme. You know how long that's going to take?
A new study says your body burns more fat in colder temperatures. Tell that to Green Bay. It's all fat people.
Well, it probably also says don't stuff yourself with jalapeno cheese-filled bratwurst as well.
Maybe that's the case, but that sorry. If I live in Green Bay, that's going to happen.
I don't think the cold...
Because that's what happened.
I don't think the cold weather suggests you can eat whatever the hell you want. Hey, throw in some cheese curds, but it's cold here, so my body's going to burn all this off. No, it's not the way it works.
Oh, how about this? More than 90% of the human body's fat deposits are white fat. Why we got to put a color on them?
Well, told you.
Stored in the abdomen, bottom, and upper thighs, the study says. No. Why it's got to be white fat?
I hate fat white.
See, whenever you say black now, there's nothing negative.
Except for black ice, the most dangerous and treacherous of all the ices, I was told. Because you can't see it, and it sneaks up on you.
Black Friday?
That's a good thing, unless you're in a crowd and get jumped for a TV.
Well, that's Black Friday is dangerous.
Look.
The black market? Well, nothing wrong with that. People making money.
Well, now it's your turn. You got white fat is harmful. I've been saying that for years.
No. We can't. Why? We got to put a color on it.
Ask the doctors. They
racist.
Did. Look, John, speaking of Wisconsin and white fat.
What about Wisconsin and white fat?
It's harmful.
You know what? In any weather, what's going to get you in good shape? A hoops goal. Especially if you're able to lower the goal for the kids. Otherwise, the kids, you know, you got little people that are trying to make a basket. They can't reach the goal, Dad. So what we want to do is we want to lower the goal so the kids can actually make a basket and have some fun. They can hang on the rim all day long, and it won't affect it. It's called a breakaway rim, and it's a silly name because it doesn't break. I don't get it. But here's the deal is it's the best goal you'll ever get. The kids will love it. They'll actually go outside and play, winter or summer. It doesn't matter. And they'll enjoy it. When you go to the website and you see all the kids hanging on the rim, this is what the kids want to do. They want to practice their dunk, even though they're little people, okay? And they can't dunk on a regular goal. They can't even make it to the basket. So, Dad, if you're going to buy a goal, buy the goal that raises and lowers, the best installation ever, all of the accessories you could possibly want at ProDunkHoops.com. Tell Keith Tate you heard it right here, ProDunkHoops.com. Hey, the press box is next right here on ESPN 97.5. Y'all have a great day.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.